This week's AgWeek TV packs in an oilseed boom, a swine lesson from abroad, and kids learning where their food comes from. North Dakota is turning bright yellow as farmers plant more canola and sunflowers, while a punishing hot and dry July has storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom warning that drought worries across the upper Midwest keep piling up. The show follows a German exchange student comparing how hog production works in the United States versus back home, and it stops by the North Dakota State Fair, where a new program is teaching children about agriculture. If you want a quick read on where oilseed acres, the heat, and the next generation of farm folks are all headed, this episode covers plenty of ground worth your time. This week on AgWeek TV, you'll see more bright yellow fields in North Dakota this year. We'll see why canola and sunflower acres are up. We'll see how crops are faring in the extreme heat that has been blanketing much of the region. A German student is learning about swine production in the U.S. We'll hear how it varies from her homeland. And the North Dakota State Fair is more than just fun. Kids are learning about ag in the state thanks to a new program. Weather moisture deficit concerns continue to add up across the upper Midwest as a hot July continues. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom expects extreme heat to continue, with little in the way of moisture. That means drought concerns in the region will continue. 17H ago by AgWeek TV weather July has been hot and dry, but more typical conditions are coming. Storm tracker meteorologist Robert Pointer said it's been hotter and drier than normal in July. But the forecast looks a little more typical with a little more moisture for the rest of the month. July 18 by AgWeek TV AgWeek TV full show, pea protein, livestock heat stress, Huron storm, Prairie Village Museum demand for protein fuels, demand for field peas. Livestock producers need to keep animals cool in extreme heat and humidity. Severe storm hits South Dakota. We take you to the Prairie Village Museum. July 18 by AgWeek TV AgWeek TV full show. Wind storm recovery, turkey health, woody encroachment, equine conditioning cleanup and damage assessments underway after windstorm. Turkey producers fighting avian influenza. Stopping woody encroachment. A unique equine conditioning and rehabilitation center. July 11 by AgWeek TV weather heat dome brings dangerous heat and humidity but likely dry stretch. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom says another heat dome has settled over the region. It'll bring dangerous heat and humidity, but outside of isolated storms, conditions look dry for much of July. July 11 by AgWeek TV AgWeek TV full show. Veterans in Ag, Regenerative Ag Benefits, Manure Best Practices, Sesquicentennial Farms ran by veterans who helped to keep us free. Regenerative practices spur return of birds and wildlife. Latest research findings on applying manure. A Minnesota farm celebrates 150 years. July 4 by AgWeek TV.